A passenger aircraft and a US military helicopter have collided mid-air near Washington, D.C. The jet, which was travelling from Kansas, was carrying 60 passengers and four crew members. Three US Army soldiers were on board the military helicopter. The collision happened as the passenger jet approached Reagan National Airport. Both aircraft plunged into the Potomac River. The collision happened at 2 a.m. Irish time. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
A Bombardier CJR-700 regional jet operated by PSA for American Airlines traveling from Wichita, Kansas, was on final approach to Reagan National Airport when it collided with a Black Hawk helicopter traveling in the opposite direction along the north bank of the Potomac. American Airlines said there were 60 passengers and four crew members on board the jet. The U.S. Army said there were three soldiers aboard the helicopter, which was on what it called a routine training flight. CCTV at the Kennedy Center showed an explosion and wreckage falling into the river. The water temperature is about 5 degrees Celsius, and large parts of the Potomac are covered in ice. The freezing conditions and darkness are hampering rescue efforts by some 300 first responders. The wreckage of the helicopter has been found floating upside down, while the passenger plane is in several pieces. A number of bodies have been recovered from the water. Reagan National Airport, which serves U.S. domestic flights, handles some 380 flights each day. It'll be closed until at least 11 a.m. this morning. That's 4 p.m. Irish time. International flights are operating normally to Dulles and Baltimore-Washington International Airports. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly explained the difficulties being encountered by rescuers.
The challenges are access. The water that we're operating in is about 8 feet deep. There is wind. There is pieces of ice out there. So it's just dangerous and hard to work in. And because there's not a lot of lights, you're out there searching every square inch of space to see if you can find anybody. Divers are doing the same thing in the water. The water is dark. It is murky. And that is a very tough condition for them to dive in.
The chief executive of American Airlines, Robert Isom, has been speaking about the crash.
Flight 5342 was under the command of four crew members and carried 60 passengers for a total of 64 people on board. We are actively working with local, state, and federal authorities on emergency response efforts, and the American Airlines care team has been activated to assist our passengers and their families. We're cooperating fully with the National Transportation Safety Board in its investigation and will continue to provide all the information we can.
Speaking at a news conference, the mayor of Washington, Muriel Bowser, outlined the focus of the operation.
Both aircraft are in the water. The focus now is rescuing people, and that's what all of our personnel are focused on.
Further Israeli hostages held in Gaza are set to be released today, with 29-year-old Arbel Yehud named among them. Tensions have risen as Israel accuses Hamas of breaching the ceasefire deal by failing to release Ms. Yehud last weekend. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
This latest release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza since the Hamas attacks of October 7th follows a row in which Israel accused Hamas of breaching a ceasefire deal by failing to free 29-year-old Arbel Yehud last weekend. Ms. Yehud has now been named as among those to be freed today. Once the hostages are released to the Red Cross and taken to Israel, another group of Palestinian prisoners will then be released from Israel. Jails. Further releases are expected on Saturday. This latest phase of the ceasefire agreement comes as Israel is due to ban the UN Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA, from operating in Israel from today, accusing it of employing Hamas members. UNRWA says it is a disastrous move that will affect crucial aid operations in Gaza and the occupied West Bank at a time of immense need.
Independent Senator Michael McDougall has become the first candidate to be elected to the new Shannon. Mr. McDougall was re-elected to the National University of Ireland panel on the first count in the early hours of this morning. Mr. McDougall received 11,390 first preference votes, meaning he was re-elected with a surplus of 2,000 361. The first count result indicates that fellow incumbent independent candidates, Roland Mullen and Alice Mary Higgins, are in strong contention to retain the two remaining seats at this early stage. The European Central Bank is widely expected to cut interest rates by a quarter of 1% when its governing council meets today. This will reduce its main rate, which is used to price mortgages, from 3.15% to 2.9%. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
The European Central Bank has been steadily cutting rates as inflation has declined from its peak in 2022. If it proceeds with the reduction today, it will immediately impact tracker mortgage customers. So far, banks have generally not cut variable loans since rates began to fall last July, but have reduced new fixed products. However, a decision to cut will hit savers who have seen a decline on returns over recent months.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Mostly dry and bright with sunny spells and just isolated showers, mainly in the north and west. Cloud will increase this afternoon from the west with outbreaks of rain or drizzle in Atlantic counties by evening. Highest temperatures 5 to 8 degrees. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds will reach gale force 8 at times later today on Irish coastal waters from Loop Head to Slinehead to Rossan Point.